Can't touch this. Can't touch this. Can't touch this. Can't touch this. My
music hits me so hard, makes me say, oh my Lord, thank you for blessing me. What am I to rhyme and do like me? It feels good when you know you're down. A super dope homeboy from the Oak Town, and I'm known as such, and this is a beat you can't touch. I told you, homeboy.
What's up? Hello and welcome, everybody. Thanks for making us part of your day. This is the Road to the NFL podcast here at the National Football Post. I am your host, Joe Fortenball, joined as always by good friend and our director of college scouting, Wes Bunting. Big show lined up for you today. We're going to BS for a few minutes. We got some topics we're going to get off our chest heading into a very important weekend for both Bunting and myself and one Matt Bowen, but also special guest set to join us today, former UCLA outside linebacker Akeem Ayers will be on the show. He's going to talk to us a little bit about his upcoming pro day, what his thoughts on the lockout, etc. But before that, let's bring Bunting on. Wes, how are you? And why don't you tell everyone why we're all so focused on the next couple days? Because Saturday's a big day for both you and I.
Oh, Tipper, I'm doing well, man. And, you know, you're not only a fantasy football expert, you are a fantasy expert overall. We both have baseball drafts coming up. I hear you're in a tough spot right now with the 10th overall pick, looking to fill in those middle infielders. Me, I'm picking third overall, Joe. I'm thinking Carl Crawford, batting three in the Boston lineup. I like his ability to give me some pop, possibly some RBIs, all those stolen bases runs. Am I going in the right direction?
Well, number one, I am so far from being a baseball expert. It is ridiculous that you even brought that up. I have been learning about these dudes over the last few days in my free time. There are so many guys I don't know, so many teams where I have no idea what's going on. I had to read all about free agent acquisitions because I got to be honest, man, I'm totally lost. If it's not the Phillies, I'm totally lost on what's going on. So that's number one. Number two, from what I have read, being in the three spot, I guess you're anticipating both Pujols and Hanley Ramirez being drafted at that point, correct?
That's correct.
So it's up to you which way you want to go. There's a lot of good players you can take up there. Sometimes they say draft based on need. First base or second base and third base tend to be open spots, but I mean, I don't really know. I got big issues on my own plate. Flying to Chicago for this thing Friday afternoon. Brad Biggs is in it. The Puma's in it. Bowen's in it. Bubba's in it, all that crew from Chicago. We're going to be hosting this thing Saturday afternoon, so I've really got to get myself in line. And anyone listening that hears this before Saturday afternoon, email me joe.fortenball@nationalfootballpost.com. Give me your advice. Go to our message boards, whatever, man. I'll take any advice I can get at this point. But that's what I'm thinking. So, Wes, what are you thinking at three? Carl Crawford, that's the pick?
I think so. I mean, I love that the guy gives me a ton of runs, ton of stolen bases, which are always tough to come by throughout the season. Plus, I think he's going to have a little more pop this year, batting in the three spot in Boston's got some protection with Poppy. I like Carl Crawford.
There's some other guys up there, too. There's an outfielder in Colorado. What's his name? Carlos Gonzalez?
Gonzalez, yeah.
He's supposed to be a good prospect up there. And Tulowitzki, also in Colorado.
Yeah.
That's a shortstop, though. Deep position.
Deep there. And with Gonzalez, I've never even heard of him until fantasy baseball. So if I've never heard of you, you know, I can't justify taking you three overall. I got to actually know who the guy is.
Yeah, I hear you on that. There's a lot of guys I don't know. Once you get past, like, pick number eight, I have no idea what the hell's going on. I think I might just draft all Phillies. Roy Halladay, Cliff Lee in the first round, turn it around, and then Jimmy Rollins, I'll just draft all of them, and I'll ride that train. One more thing before we get to Akeem. Some problems at the Bunting household this week, if I'm not mistaken. You recently repainted the walls to your office, and now your Jamarcus Russell fathead will not hang. Is that correct?
That is absolutely 100% true. And yes, I do have a Jamarcus Russell fathead. My one buddy got it for me as soon as he was cut by my beloved Raiders. $150 fathead he got on sale for $599. It was
You never told me that. It was originally $150.
Oh, yeah.
And you got it on sale for $599.
It was more expensive for him to ship it to my house than it was for him to buy it. So, So the room is painted almost charcoal. It's got a black wall, the white trim, so it's all Raidered out. Put Jamarcus up on the wall, came down the next day, and he was laying on the floor face down, which is a position he's used to throughout.
Yes. And apparently, those things really are lifelike.
It's amazing. So the wall apparently has to be cured for a whole month. So I have to wait one more week until Jamarcus can get back up on the wall.
All right, so you're going to put Big Boy on the shelf for about a month before you can get him back up there. In the words of our good friend Ryan Hyatt from a radio station we all love down in Lubbock, Texas, it would probably be cheaper for to have Jamarcus Russell come to your house and hang out than it was to pay for this thing and to hang it up. But regardless, either way, looking at that every day will at least be good for a laugh, no?
No, absolutely. And I told you, I'm thinking about buying the Dexter McCluster one and putting it in his hand, like, so he can use it as a snack throughout the day.
You should get like a Spud Webb or a Muggsy Bogues.
There you go.
Smaller, and just put it in like the palm of his hand like he's eating it like a sandwich.
That's exact. Two pieces of bread around and boom, we got a meal.
All right, enough joking around. Let's actually get down to some business here and get to our special guest for the day. All right, so without further ado, I'd like to bring in our special guest to the Road to the NFL podcast today. First team All Pac-10 2010, third team All-American outside linebacker from UCLA, Akeem Ayers. Akeem, thanks for coming on the show today, man. How are you?
I'm good. No problem. Thank you for having me.
Oh, our pleasure. It's our pleasure. We know it's a very busy time of year for you, so we really appreciate you taking the time out to come talk with us. First and foremost, the question on everybody's mind, how are your NCAA brackets doing? Are you still alive?
I've been out a little bit ago, man, especially since UCLA got put out against Florida, so, you know, kind of, you know, ruined me there.
How far did you have your alma mater going?
I had them going all the way, honestly. I thought they should have beat Florida. They were playing pretty well throughout the tournament, and that came down to, you know, a real close game.
So it was UCLA that did you in. Who'd you have them playing in the finals?
Who'd have them playing in the finals?
Yeah.
I got Kansas going all the way.
Oh, you got Kansas?
Yeah.
All right, so that's still alive at least.
Yeah.
All right, well, enough with the hoops talk. Let's get into some football. Your pro day is coming up March 29th, I believe, next week. Big day for you. It's going to be an opportunity to showcase your talent in front of a lot of NFL personnel, which will be about 1 month away from the NFL draft, which is coming up very soon as well. Walk our listeners through what a typical day in your life is like right now. What are you up to on a day-to-day basis?
Well, right now I'm pretty much unloading as far as my workouts are going. Before I was going twice a day, so now as we're getting closer to pro day, pretty much unloading. You know, wake up around 8, eat breakfast, come in for like massage or just get my body right, you know, all the, you know, sores and just hopping in the cold tub or whatnot. And later in the day, I come back, and that's when I get, like, a little workout in. So, but right now, it's pretty much just unloading, starting to take it easy as pro day approaches.
Akeem, this is Wes Bunning. When I watched you on tape run sideline to sideline, I said, this guy looks like a 4.6, maybe low 4.7 guy. You come to the combine, you run in the 4.8 range, and then right after that, during the workout, I said, look at this guy move fluidly, get in and out of his breaks, accelerate. He looks like a 4.6, 4.7 guy. Are you a 4.6, 4.7 guy? And what happened at the combine?
It's just with the 40, it's just a lot of technique. And then as far as when it comes to the game, you know, you're zoned out. You're just playing football. You just, you know, running around and making plays. And it's a difference between, you know, track speed and game speed. You know, some people may run faster 40s, but doesn't, you know, run as fast on the field. So, you know, it's just a difference there between, you know, your game speed and your track speed. And you know, that's just something that I'm planning to work on, just, you know, working on the 40, working on my technique and doing, you know, the little things that are going to make me faster in my 40.
The main story in the NFL right now is obviously the lockout. It's dominating headlines day in and day out. But you're a guy, you've got to stay focused on what's coming up with Pro Day, what's coming up with the draft. You're trying to improve your stock. But how much have you been following the lockout very much? Have you been trying to stay in touch with what's going on?
Yeah, I try as much as I could. But, you know, right now, you know, I'm still busy with my training and just trying to improve myself. So, you know, that's pretty much. A lot of it is pretty much out of my hands, so there's nothing really much I can do. So, you know, I just hope that, you know, they can come to an agreement as far as that, because I'm pretty sure, you know, a lot of guys are just ready to play football. But, you know, they're doing what's best, you know, for both sides. So pretty much it's, you know, out of my reach, and I'm just right now just focusing on getting ready for pro day.
Does it worry you at all to think that this thing could go on, these negotiations could last into the summer, which would mean guys like you, all the rookies coming in, would get off to a late start? You wouldn't get your hands on a playbook. You wouldn't have the opportunity to go through, you know, spring practices with your new teammates. Mm-hmm. Does it worry you at all about getting off to a late start?
You know, that, yeah, of course that's kind of worrying because, you know, when going to a new system. You know, you need time to, you know, really get a grasp of, you know, everything that's going on. You know, your new teammates, you know, wherever you might be. So you need time to settle in and really, you know, really adapt to the next level. And getting a late start, you know, that means you need to be on it like 10 times as much as you normally would. So, but no, that's definitely a factor, starting late then rather than starting early. You really getting time to focus and settle in.
Last question on the lockout, I promise. One of the sub-stories out of this that made headlines about a week or so ago was that there was a rumor that the union was going to ask rookies who had the opportunity to go to New York for the draft not to show up. If you're obviously first-round caliber player. If you were asked to go to New York, would you turn it down?
I don't know. That's a very tough decision. Just being caught in the middle, because a lot of guys growing up, as you watch the draft, that's definitely somewhere, you know, that's like a dream to go to New York and, you know, just prior time, you know, just being there. So that's definitely a dream for a lot of guys. And if you had an opportunity, you know, I don't think no one would want to turn that down. But at the same time, you got to look at it both ways, from the player side and then from the owner side. So that's a tough situation. That's definitely something you have to talk over with your parents and, you know, talk to the people who are close to you to make that decision.
Akeem, you played outside linebacker in your 43 at UCLA. You played with your hand on the ground at times in pass rushing situations. Where do you see yourself at the next level? A lot of teams are talking about you as a potential 34 rush guy. Some teams even like your versatility, think you could actually play inside in a 34 as well. But you personally, where do you see yourself?
Honestly, I feel like I can adapt to any system, honestly. So, you know, whatever team drafts me and wherever they decide to put me at, I don't think it'd be a problem for me adapting. So whether it's an outside backer in the 34 or, you know, just a sound backer in the 43 or a wheel, each position and each defense, I feel like I can easily adapt because I did a little bit of both in at UCLA. So we did times where I was stand-up rush backer and where I did it from a three-point stance as a defensive end. Mm-hmm. And obviously, as a base linebacker, that's my natural position. So, I got a lot more room for improvement as far as like rushing the quarterback. So, either position, I feel like I can easily adapt to, and it won't be a problem.
Yeah, talk about your upside a bit as a pass rusher, Akeem. Obviously, when I'd watch you with your hand on the ground, you had a good get off. I saw some flexibility when you try to flatten out along the edge, but it looked like you're still trying to figure out, you know, how to disengage, trying to figure out a counter, figuring out how to use your hands. Is that something you've been working on? And do you think there's some real natural pass rush ability to your game? You just got to be given an opportunity to improve in that area.
Yeah, yes, exactly. Being at UCLA, it wasn't a lot of time where I had, you know, a lot of time to go work with the defensive line. Cause you know, my main position was outside linebacker. Mm-hmm. So, you know, as the week goes, we put in installments and, you know, I got to focus on, you know, my outside linebacker position first. So it wasn't a lot of times where I had a chance to go work with the defensive line, but yeah. And I was definitely trying to work on, you know, using my hands more, but it's just, you know, time factor as far as, you know, collegiate practices. So, but with the proper, you know, coaching, you know, sky's the limit as far as my pass rush. I feel like a lot of it was just natural, you know, and me just working with my ability and what I, you know, the things that I learned so far, but with the coaching and all that, you know, it's, you know, a lot of room for a lot of improvement.
All right. Let's talk about one thing here with the pro day next week. If you could have the scouts and NFL executives that attend this pro day, if you could have them thinking one thing about you when all is said and done and they're walking away from this day, what would you want them thinking about Akeem Ayers?
He's a competitor, you know, from what I've done at the combine and the strides that I made in the 3 weeks, you know, just the difference between all my drills and all my time, just to show my competitive nature, you know, it's on film that I can play football, but, you know, they're going to see my competitive side and how much do I want to get better as a football player and just to improve myself every chance I get.
Akeem, talk about playing in the Pac-10, you've seen a bunch of good players. And what's really interesting, you know, you playing as an outside backer, you got to take on a tight end, you got to turn and run down the field with one, you got to take on a tackle that gets out to the second level, you got to tackle a running back. Who's the best overall player that you've seen during your 4 years, or who's the most competitive guy that gave you the best battle throughout your 4 years or 3 years at UCLA?
That's a good one. You know, I played against some, you know, a lot of great offensive players at UCLA over my years there. So that's a pretty tough one. But let me see. A tough running back to play against was Michael James from Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
So he's a real shifty running back. You know, hard to tackle, and he gets out of a lot of tackles. And with that spread offense, he puts you in a lot of positions where you had to play in the open field, just one-on-one breakdown to make the tackle. So, and with his ability, he has speed, and he's just a shifty back. So that was a tough running back to play against in 2 years that he was there while I played against him.
What was it like being on the field? That was a Thursday night game, if I'm not mistaken, when you guys played Oregon, right?
Yes, it was.
What was it like? You guys obviously watching them on tape. You know they run a fast, up-tempo offense, but what's it like when you're actually on the field against them?
Oh, man. It's a tough game. Because they run a play, and then we have to, you know, look to the sideline to get the call in. And by the time we get our play, we look up, they're ready to snap the ball. So you got to not only got to get the play, you got to line up according to their formation. So you might be on one side of the field after making the tackle, they're lining up. You look to get the play, you got to run way to the opposite side of the field to line up your position. And, you know, they use the whole field, you know, with their spread offense. So it was definitely like an up-tempo game. You didn't really have time for mistakes. You had to think fast. You had to, you know, just think quick on your feet and, you know, just react fast. So it was definitely, you know, a challenge trying to line up every snap.
Last question for me. Let's fast forward a few months to where your agent Chuck and the new team that's drafted you have finalized your contract. You're all set. You're ready to go. You're ready to get on the field. What is the first thing Akeem Ayers is going to go out and buy with his new contract?
I don't know. I haven't really thought that far ahead. Wow.
You can splurge a little bit.
I don't know. I'm a car guy. You know, I'm into like, you know, sports car. So, you know, maybe a Camaro. You know, just you know, fix it up under the engine, and you know, just see. I love muscle cars, fast cars. So that's probably about it.
Something with some speed.
Yeah, something with some speed. You gotta have speed.
There you go. That's a good answer. That's what we were looking for. We get too many of the nice responses with the, well, I'll probably go get an apartment and I'll put some money away. Well, yeah. Everyone does that. Great, great, great. But give us something good. What do you want to buy? You know you're gonna buy something.
Yeah, of course. you gotta treat yourself sometimes.
There it is. You've earned it. Wes, you got anything else?
Yeah, I got one more question for you, Akeem. Talk about your development as a run defender. I watched you versus Stanford this past year on tape, and they run a run power downhill. And Chase Buehler, the center there, got out to the second level. You took him on. I thought you killed him. You decapitated him. Do you remember the play I'm talking about?
Yeah, I remember the exact play you're talking about.
Linebackers always remember those plays.
Yeah, you know, I thought you killed the poor guy. I literally had to go back and watch it to figure out who this guy was. You know, is that something you take pride in, consistently playing the run as a backer?
Yeah, as a linebacker, that's number one priority is being able to play the run. And that's something that I worked on a lot more as this year began, because I started to play in the box a lot more. But being outside linebacker in our defense, a lot of the times I would be on a slot receiver. But this year I was playing more in the box, and that's something I wanted to prove on. You know, get my reads and just playing down here more physical. And then that was a game early in the season, and, you know, a perfect game to work on that. You know, they run the ball, you know, a lot, just power game and just running it straight at you. So I felt like that was a perfect game to, you know, just to work on what I've been practicing on all off season.
There he is, ladies and gentlemen, former UCLA outside linebacker Akeem Ayers coming to a team near you this summer. Akeem, thanks a lot for taking the time to join us today, man. We really appreciate it, and best of luck with the pro day next week. We'll be rooting for you.
All right, thank you for having me.
All right, that was former UCLA outside linebacker Akeem Ayers, who was nice enough to join us for the podcast today. Wes, what did you think? And let me ask you a question. You watched a lot of tape on him, obviously. What teams are the best possible fit for Ayers at this point? Where do you see him going in the draft as well?
Well, I think late first round is where he's going to end up going, because when I watch him on tape, he's simply too physically gifted of a guy on tape to get outside the first round. He runs well sideline to sideline. He's a physical striker. Obviously, the 4.8, which he's hoping to improve on at the pro day, is a bit of a down spot at this time. But if he runs better, I think a team like the New York Jets, a guy you can move around, he can rush off the edge as a stand-up 34 rush guy, could kick inside as well and really give you some versatility in that linebacking core. I think the Jets, I believe, at pick 29 or 30, be a good spot for him.
Well, either way, the guy's got a ton of talent. It's going to be very interesting to see what happens, because the pro day is next week, the 29th, I believe. So there's going to be a lot to say for Akiem Ayers moving forward, because there's a lot of teams that could use him, and he's going to be one of those guys. Not going to last very long come draft day. But that's about it for this edition of the Road to the NFL podcast here at the National Football Post. For Wes Bunning and our special guest today, Akiem Ayers, I'm Joe Fornball. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time, everybody. Have a good weekend.
Touch this. Yeah, that's how we living, and you know, can't touch this. Look in my eyes, man.